Gateway News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is intensifying efforts to appeal to his core base of white voters by downplaying the historical legacy of slavery in the United States and blasting efforts to address systemic racism as divisive. Speaking at the National Archives Thursday to commemorate the 233rd anniversary of the signing of the Constitution, Trump denounced Democrats, the media, and others he accused of trying to indoctrinate children and shame their parents.
Critical race theory, the 1619 Project, and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda, ideological poison that, if not removed, will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together.
The president did not mention the 246 years of slavery in America, including 89 years it was allowed to continue after the colonies declared independence from England. He also did not acknowledge the ongoing fight against racial injustice and police brutality, which has prompted months of protests this year. A former advisor to Vice President Mike Pence has joined a chorus of former Trump administration officials urging voters to deny him a second term. Olivia Troy was Pence's former Homeland Security advisor and served as a member of the White House's Coronavirus Task Force. She said in a new video released Thursday by the group Republican Voters Against Trump that the president was more concerned about his reelection chances than the virus. She also claims that Trump once suggested the coronavirus might be a good thing because it would stop him from having to shake hands with what he called, quote, disgusting people. The White House has adamantly denied it. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge on Thursday blocked controversial postal service changes that have slowed mail nationwide. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
14 states sued the Trump administration and the Postal Service, and Judge Stanley Bastian agreed, calling the changes a politically motivated attack on the efficiency of the Postal Service before the November election. Judge Bastian issued a nationwide preliminary injunction and expressed concerns that changes create a substantial possibility voters will be disenfranchised. The judge said President Trump had repeatedly attacked voting by mail by making unfounded claims about fraud. A government attorney vowed the Postal Service would handle election mail promptly. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Thursday warned that Russia is interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections with a steady stream of misinformation aimed at Democrat Joe Biden, as well as sapping Americans' confidence in the election process. Speaking to the House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Wray said his biggest concern is a steady drumbeat of misinformation that he said he feared could undermine confidence in the result of this year's election.
But we certainly have seen very active efforts by the Russians to influence our election in 2020. Social media, use of proxies, state media, online journals.
The FBI director's testimony follows an August 7th warning by the director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center that Russia, China, and Iran were all trying to interfere in the November 3rd election. The number of COVID-19 cases reported every week in Europe is now exceeding those reported in March when the pandemic first peaked. The WHO's regional director, Hans Kluge, said in a news briefing that more than half of the countries in Europe have seen an increase in cases of over 10% in the past 2 weeks.
Although these numbers reflect more comprehensive testing, it also shows alarming rates of transmission across the region.
Kluge said that although there has been an increase in the number of cases among older adults, the biggest proportion is still among people between 25 and 49 years old. The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday that 860,000 workers filed for unemployment compensation last week continues to wreak havoc on the American economy. The recent weekly claims figures are well below the 6.9 million record number of claims filed in late March, but they remain above the highest level before this year in records going back to the 1960s. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.